five of us went mountain biking. We kind of met up at Signal Hill and then rode sort of across the mountain towards like Burkop side of the mountain. This is on the, you know, in the City Bowl side of Signal Hill. And when we were climbing up one of the jeep tracks up to another trail, we came across two guys. They were sort of walking down the road, and we were walking up the, riding up the hill. And it was two of them and five mountain bikers. But we were sort of in single file climbing up the hill. And as the first rider got to them, one of the guys pulled out a pretty big knife and kind of swung at him, but like, you know, kind of a threat, didn't actually try and stab him, but swung at him, and he kind of put his bike in between the guys. And then they decided, they were kind of asking him for his phone, and he handed over the phone. And at that point, the rest of us kind of had like turned around and put our bikes down and decided that, you know, now one of our friends is in front of us, he's got a, you know, a knife at him, that we weren't going to let this happen. So basically kind of picked up rocks and started running up the hill towards these guys, throwing rocks, shouting at them. They sort of got a fright and ran up the hill into one of the mountain bike trails that we ride regularly. And then we decided to chase these guys. Now, they obviously had a cell phone with them, the one they'd just stolen from my friend. And, we just kind of just shouted and followed them down. The group split up. Two of the guys in the group went different ways down the mountain and found police vehicles. And then three of us followed them down the hill, still throwing rocks at them and shouting. And when they realized they weren't kind of getting rid of us, they decided to drop the phone and were kind of like shouting, like, stop chasing us, stop chasing us, here's the phone, just like leave us alone. And then we carried on chasing them all the way down the mountain. And when we got just to sort of Burkop, I don't know what the area is specifically, there's a little settlement on the corner of Tumbuerskloof and Burkop. They basically ran into the settlement, and one of the guys ran through the settlement and jumped over the fence, and one of the other mountain bikers was on the other side of the fence on the road with a cop vehicle. So they ran right in front of the cops, and the cops chased them down and actually arrested the one guy. And then the second guy, he ran into the settlement. We couldn't see where he went, and then eventually we went back with the cops and found someone, which we couldn't 100% identify, but they pulled the guy out of a shack, and he took out some of his belongings, which included like a running camelback, loads of USB drives, screwdrivers, and expensive watches, all sorts of stuff that he'd clearly been stealing from people off the mountain. So they arrested this gentleman, and that's how it all sort of played out. I don't want to sound too brave because I've had a lot of time to think about it, and you know, it could have gone definitely like the other way, and I don't think that everyone should react like that, because the guys could have had a gun, they could have, you know, had more accomplices in the bushes that we didn't know about. But we just decided, you know what, it's enough and is enough. You know, we're all scared to use the mountain. You know, like my wife personally won't do any hiking anymore, won't do any outdoor activities, and it's just become ridiculous. And the cheek that these guys thought that they could, you know, intimidate five people when there were two of them, you know, was just enough. So we just decided it's whatever, let's just go for it. And you know, we clearly scared the hell out of them because they were, you know, kind of begging us to stop following them. But you know, they chose the wrong trails as well. We ride those trails all the time, and all five of us were on e-bikes as well. So there's no way they could outrun us. We just, you know, electric bikes are easy to catch someone on. So yeah, it was kind of just a decision we made and something we decided to risk. As I said, I don't think everyone should try that, but yeah, it was good to just actually end up with somebody caught for one of these incidents, and also hopefully send a bit of a message out there that it's not everyone's just going to be a pushover and be intimidated. So last year in that exact spot, in the same riding group of friends had his bike stolen. So we had that last year, but last weekend I had another riding friend of mine mugged in about 300 meters away from where the incident happened. So it's happening all the time. And to people we all know, and it's kind of, you know, it's insane. The next morning at 4 a.m. there was another mugging just near Signal Hill. Near Lion's Head, straight after our incident. So it's not slowing down. The thing that, if I can just go on a slightly different topic, the issue that we sort of had with the incident is there were a lot of sort of media like JP Smith coming out and the sand parks like parading this big victory that they had caught these guys, when in fact when we were on the mountain there was zero police and zero sand parks around. There were cops drinking coffee and sleeping in their cop cars and doing whatever up at the Lion's Head coffee stand or the caravan, and we've regularly seen cops driving up and down there fining cars for parking illegally. And then we saw cops down by Burkhardt sort of driving up and down on the tar road, but no police and very little sand parks actually on the mountain. And all of these incidents are happening within like half a kilometer square on the border between Tumbuurskloof and Burkhardt. And like there's no police there, and that was the aggravating part. We had to put ourselves at risk to try and catch these guys and actually get someone, you know, caught for these kind of things. Thankfully the police were nearby. They were, you know, we give credit where it's due, they were down sort of on the tar roads below, and some of the guys could go down there and get them quite quickly, which was good to have around. But the sort of parading that it's this big police operation / sand park operation that caught the criminals is not correct. And unfortunately, it was a little bit of a win that somebody got caught, but they are going to seriously have to up their game and think strategically about how they place their officers. And the resources have been allocated, but they've just not been directed into the right place and not being managed correctly, in my opinion. Maybe it was just luck that they weren't there exactly at the time, but we have not seen rangers and police officers actually on trails at any point during this whole hotspot of muggings. You know, there's drone technology. Like, I don't know why there's not some... You could sell one of the fancy Hiluxes that they have at the Sandparks office and buy, like, 50 drones and just have drones patrolling. There's so many ways that this could be solved quite easily, and it's kind of just like it seems to be too slow. It's very reactive. It's not proactive. It's always like, oh, we'll let the mugging happen and then see how we can catch the guys, instead of just having enough people that people don't try to mug people. And that's the issue I have with it. It's like we just need visibility on the trails themselves, especially in the hotspot areas, and that would solve a lot of the problems.